From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grain. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The impasse in contract negotiations between Greene County and its highway employees may be over after more than 4 years. Contract between the American Federation of State, County, and Municipality Employees and the county expired December 31, 2014. A significant issue during negotiations has been health insurance. Highway Local President Donald Maben said, and I quote, "It says in our contract for insurance they have to provide us something equal to or better than what we have," end quote. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden denied that coverage is changing. Rather, he said the introduction of deductibles is what is different. Groden said, and I quote, "What they save in premium costs nearly pays for the new deductibles," end quote. A plan for two or more, which most employees would need, means paying out of pocket until they cover a $2,000 deductible, making it unaffordable, Maven said. He said, and I quote, "We haven't had a raise in over a decade," end quote. Adding the base salary for highway workers is $34,000. And I quote, "There are 44 of us. Our budget is $4 million out of $119 million. To raise our salaries by a couple of dollars, it would raise the budget by less than a quarter million," end quote. The tentative settlement reached last week must now be ratified by the union membership and approved by the county legislature. AFSCME is one of the county's six unions. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Saugerties School District has been sued by its former superintendent, Seth Turner. Turner is alleging the district failed to pay him nearly $39,000 for 50 unused sick days. The lawsuit was filed April 16th in state Supreme Court, almost 7 months after Turner left Saugerties to become superintendent of the Amagansett Union Free School District on Long Island. Turner told the district in June 2018 of his plans to leave, effective September 25th that same year. According to court papers, 50 days of unused sick time was the maximum Turner could claim, even though he had 149 days available for use under his contract with the district. Turner's salary for the 2018-19 school year was more than $185,000. He had served as superintendent since 2009. Turner was first hired by Saugerties in 1997 as a special education teacher. Neither Turner's attorney nor Saugerties Board of Education President Robert Thoman were available for comment. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting officials in Rockland County have issued a second local state of emergency over the measles outbreak in that county. The action taken by County Executive Edwin Day extends the original declaration and will run through Saturday, May 25th. Nearly 50 new cases of measles have been reported in Rockland County in less than a month, confirming what Day's administration predicted that, and I quote, "this outbreak continues to rage despite the best efforts of our Department of Health," end quote. Under the new order, schools and daycare centers are required to exclude from classes students without proof of having had MMR vaccines or lab evidence of immunity against the measles, mumps, or rubella, or a valid medical or religious exemption on file. Schools and daycare centers are required to submit to the health department a notarized affidavit sworn under penalty of perjury identifying the students who have been excluded from the school or daycare center. Failure to comply can result in a $2,000 fine per violation per day. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Frank Esposito is reporting for the Rockland Westchester Journal News. State Attorney General Letitia James announced April 25th her office is looking into the allegation that Facebook collected 1.5 million of its users' email contact databases. Facebook claims the data was directly collected during its verification process for users. The total number of people whose information was improperly obtained may be hundreds of millions, according to a press release from the AG's office. Reports also indicate that users' contacts were accessed and then uploaded for use in targeted advertisement. James said, and I quote, "Facebook has repeatedly demonstrated a lack of respect for consumers' information while at the same time profiting from mining that data," end quote. The day before the AG announcement, Facebook set aside $3 billion in anticipation of a possible $5 billion in fines from a Federal Trade Commission investigation. The commission is looking into whether Facebook broke its own 2011 agreement to protect users' privacy. Read the full story at Lodge.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.